What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 20 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is titled, Deserving of Praise. Psalm 116 is an example of a psalm that is at the same time a thanksgiving and a testimony. It speaks specifically of thanksgiving and of the thanksgiving offering that people might bring to God when they are aware of having had their prayers answered. John Golden Gay. Today's text is Psalm 116, verses 12 through 19. What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Thoughts on today's text. Psalm 116 reflects the deep love of the psalmist, whose heart brims with gratitude and overflowing thanks to God for his personal experience of redemption. The primary theme centers on the overwhelming thankfulness that fills the soul when we comprehend all that God has done for us. God is deserving of praise, and our appreciation of Him reveals attitudes of hearts that are fully aware of His goodness. James T. Draper shares excellent commentary on the conclusion of Psalm 116 as follows. In verses 12 through 14, the psalmist sets before us the pattern of his life. First, he was going to receive what God had given him, and second, he was going to pay his vows. In this matter of vows, let me remind you that the Old Testament never commanded us to give vows to God. God never said we have to promise Him this or that. Rather, what is unfolded in the Old Testament is that, while God does not require vows, if and when we make a vow, we had better keep it. God will judge us severely if we do not keep the vows we have made. I have found out that when God is so good to us, we almost automatically want to make commitments and vows. I will call upon the name of the Lord is extremely interesting. Verse 13 speaks not only of fervent communion with God, but that word call can also be translated proclaim. He would acknowledge publicly that God was and is the giver of gifts and blessings in his life and ours. He would be a living witness. This would be a continuing pattern of his life. What a promise! I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. His promise was committed consistency. Then he ended this psalm with a heartwarming doxology of praise, a climax of gratitude. Here is fervent, passionate thanksgiving to God. He praises God because of the provision he makes. How beautiful is verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. This means that from God's perspective, the death of his children is a precious event. Death does not tarnish the glow of the child of God. Death does not rob the child of God of victory. Rather, it bestows victory. Precious, to be valued, to be treasured, is the death of God's saints. From God's standpoint, death takes the saint from a life of sickness, servitude, and struggle, and transports him into a life of relief, release, and rejoicing. It is precious for God when we enter perfectly and wholly into his presence at death. Then he talks about what God had done in his life. O Lord, truly I am thy servant, and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. See verse 16. He declared his freedom, but at the same time his servitude. He was confessing, God, you have broken the bonds of my sin, but now bind me with the cords of love. Lord, you have freed me from the tyranny of Satan. Now make me as one of your hired servants. Because of what God has done in freeing you from sin, now give him your body. Give him your life. His praise was not only demonstrated by what God had done for him and how he had responded to it, but by his own personal profession in verses 17 and 18. praise ye the Lord is actually one word, hallelujah. He was going to spend the rest of his life in praise and thanksgiving. Think of the truths in this psalm. He has written, I love the Lord, I trust the Lord, I will take the salvation of the Lord, I will pay my vows, I will walk before the Lord, I will praise him. All of those acts of praise were conduits through which he was cultivating the spirit of gratitude. No wonder he drew to a close with that wonderful word, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let me suggest that the flame burning in his heart was not withdrawn to burn alone, but rather it was placed in the midst of the congregation, where it would kindle others, where it would bless others all the longer and all the better because of it. What you do with and toward God is very personal. That intimate relationship of yours with the Father is a sacred haven no person or group can snatch from you. But we also have a responsibility to one another to praise the Lord, to live for him, to commit our lives to him together. We need one another. How many times are we discouraged? We are down and seemingly defeated. Maybe we are ready to throw in the towel. But another person touches our lives through a song, a lesson, a sermon, a prayer, or through contact. There is a strange rekindling in our hearts, and the fire begins to burn again. We need public worship. We need to live before the Lord in the land of the living. We need to pay our vows unto the Lord in the presence of all his people. We need to come into the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of the people, to praise him. Love the Lord. Cultivate the spirit of gratitude in your heart. Remember that your praise of God reveals your genuine appreciation of him. Hallelujah. The Lord is so deserving of praise. Some questions to consider. How does today's devotion inspire you to only make vows to the Lord that you can keep? Why is death for a believer precious in God's sight? How does this impact your view of death? And finally, how does Psalm 116 encourage your worship of God? Thanks for joining us today.